Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabbyish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, gray-black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's me, Steely Dan. And if it's a Sunday, I'm locked into the Irrelevant Show. Right here on WMUC-FM, College Park, 90.5 FM. Don't lose that number.
That is irrelevant.
I'm Helen Razor, but that's deeply irrelevant. What is relevant is that you're listening to
WMUC 90.5 FM, College Park.
What's that frequency again, dear?
WMUC 90.5 FM, College Park.
I told you, Helen. And what is relevant is that you're not listening to that other crap. So well done.
This old-time radio program was originally aired live, long before the advent of high fidelity. As a result, you may detect an occasional surface noise or volume drop due to transmission problems so common to old radio. We hope, however, that any variance in audio quality will not take away from your pleasure in listening to this, one of the all-time favorite shows.
Thank you. You
are
dead.
Seriously.
If you don't take action.
The computer's down.
We got started because
he was
dead.
Death.
Died.
Decomposed bodies.
Dead.
Death.
Buried in this shallow grave.
You
are
depressed.
And you don't know why.
Which is too much.
I gotta push the
confidence
button.
I'm looking for
death.
And who'll give me
death?
Sold, and here's another
decomposed body.
Oh, I've got
death.
I've got
death.
And who'll give me
death?
You've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be
dead.
Orange bobbing bodies in the water.
Once I killed a gopher with a stick.
Why?
Blood, tears, toil, and sweat.
Now as I lay me down to sleep.
Now that's what I call a
death.
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 Died.
Welcome to the VOP Annual Optimism Roundup. In today's program, we tap the Global Happiness Index and explore what people around the world are most optimistic about this year. We also hear from a music scientist in Finland who tells us about the happiest chords and their profound effect. And from a man with an accent.
Things can't get worse.
VOP Optimism in Science Special English Report. Professor Erkki Ruohomäki is a music scientist at Oulu University's Music Laboratories. He has spent a lifetime researching the effect of music on mood. Antoni Prinkki from our Finnish division reports.
Iloisimpia sointuja on etsitty.
Throughout the history of music, the most happiest chords have been in constant church by composers and musicians. Music reflects the emotions of human beings, and the pursuit for well-being is seen also in the arts of music. With today's modern technology, it's easy to separate different frequencies, which causes the feelings of happiness or the feelings of sorrow. This has been proven with clinical research using dogs.
Olemme tämän todistaneet kliinisillä koirakokeilla.
As essential as the chords is the sequence of the chords.
Katsomme tässä nyt.
Now we are watching a basic C major chord through an oscillator, and after C we play E minor, which quite surprisingly causes same feelings of happiness in the control group as the major chord. Then we carry on with this linear function to the G chord. And the sequence culminates in B major 5. So, this is the happiest chord sequence. But what is the saddest chord sequence then?
No.
Like often in science, many significant inventions have been discovered by accidentally. So was the case here in Oulu University. The researchers had an accident when recording dead chords. While taping the music, the notes were fed into the synthesizer in accidentally in opposite order. And when playing the wrong sequence to the dogs, they started to howl and whine, and after that they declined in apathetic state. So the conclusion is that the unhappiest chord sequence has exactly the same chords as the most happiest sequence, but in the opposite order.
Yliopistossa kuitenkin lakkauttaa, ja tällä hetkellä tutkimme revontulien sihinää.
optimism in the community. The optimist will declare that this world is half alive, while the pessimist will declare that the world is half dead. Of course, everyone else knows we're already dead. In today's program, Optimism in the Community.
Hello.
An immigrant who spoke little English and let go of the old way. And the unexpected happened, with predictable results. For his lack of English kept him impoverished.
Hello.
He spoke good English, but with an accent.
Hello.
Can you understand him?
No good.
Learning English?
A little.
You working?
Yeah, working.
Hello.
What's so funny?
You talk weird. Listen to your stupid accent.
You missed your family, don't you? It's hard being alone.
Yeah, alone. Hard alone.
Do you speak English?
A little.
Do you understand me?
Yeah.
Do you earn much money?
Oh, yeah, so much money.
Speak English.
Hello.
What's he even saying?
Can you translate what he's saying?
As I'm an optimist, I'm going to make it real this year. To speak English fluently and to get a job.
Hello.
And improve speaking English. And visit Singapore and Malaysia on Facebook.
Hello.
I don't understand you. I don't want all this culture. Too much culture. Tearing us apart. Making us different. It's not fair that some people have so much culture and others have very little. We need to balance it out. Too much culture. Too much culture.
I'm optimistic that culture will be eradicated someday. Someday, there won't be any cultural differences.
No more culture.
No more culture.
No.
Culture is the culture of yesterday. No culture is the new culture. Anti-culture is the culture of tomorrow. Down with culture.
Down with culture.
Down with culture.
Culture.
Down with culture.
Up with hegemony.
Up with hegemony.
Down with culture.
Ha ha ha. English spoken.
Down with culture. I want culture to disappear.
Down with culture. Down with culture.
Multiculturalism is a vacuum. East and West will never work. Look at yourselves. It's a complete failure.
Down with culture.
Push you back into the sand.
Poorest when it comes to positive emotions.
So you might be asking,
Where are the happiest people on the planet?
Global tracking of happiness. Do you feel happy right now? Are you happy with your life as a whole?
As a whole. Focused on a person's life as a whole. Please share your happiness level and the happiness level of your country.
They love what they do. And they love their chicken and cans, and I agree with her because we were looking for easy. That sounded very interesting. At any rate, everybody's got a smile on their face.
Yeah, welcome to the 21st century.
That's really the problem.
Victim. Victim.
A woman and her daughter from Denver, Colorado, have created a huge flag from more than 3,000 pieces of high school students from across the country. The International Association of the Horrible Events say they want to use 3,000 pieces of the high school students in their remembrance ceremonies. They will remember the horrible events and will place 3,000 pieces of high school students in a pool of water.
Yeah, right on.
In the next few days, the United States says it will broadcast pieces of culture in a crowded area to help use countries that love democracy. Thursday.
Wow. Just wow. Just wow. Just wow. Just wow.
Fear and trembling. That's what this program celebrates. Now for broadcast around the Earth. Here is program number 3,259 in the series
Speak English.
Tragedy.
Under.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from...
I find beauty in the ugly. I find life in decay. I find treasure in the discarded. I like old chairs and zombie films. That's why I'm moving to Homs, Syria with my urban exploration freegan anarcho-goth friends and joining ISIS. I can't wait to explore abandoned buildings and relish in all the decay that's out there while sticking it to the man. So dreamy. Fight for social justice, LGBT rights, sustainability, and progressive economic policy with ISIS. Sign up today at our Williamsburg, Brooklyn headquarters, located at 90 North 11th Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11249, just a few short blocks from the Bedford Avenue L train stop. ISIS.
And from MDMA TA Producer. It's not just music. You're listening to NPR, Emerging Global Consciousness. Today we speak to a punk group with a purpose. Down With Culture are a punk band lending a helping hand to countries who might not yet have a democracy.
Tell your people not to cry. Someday they might want to try democracy. What's up, bro? Have a revolution. Right now, we want to see all the governments of the world replaced and install free government. Yeah.
Gary is the lead singer for Down With Culture.
Yeah.
Tell us about the name of the group. How did that come to be?
It's an actual movement. Some people think it means that we are down with culture, but actually we are saying down with culture. See? A lot of our fans think we are a Christian band, but we're not. But we could be.
Now, the word on the street is that you're claiming you are better than some of the other democracy groups around today, such as Pussy Riot.
That's right.
Why is that?
They only have 7 songs. We have 12. So we are better.
I know you have quite a remarkable following. What do you think the group's appeal is?
We want to inspire groups of young people to throw away their traditional cultures and oppressive governments.
In 2009, the American Development Aid Organization, USAID, began to fund and research ways to reach youth in specific rogue countries and tap into culture and subculture to encourage positive response. The USAID Punk Division is run by a ragtag collection of Serbian contractors who work closely with the CIA and other intelligence organizations to infiltrate culture worldwide in order to undermine governments who are not compliant to the established ideas of democracy. The idea is to build a network of young people seeking social change to spark a youth movement against their government through the message of the music.
3, 4. Put your hands up in the air. Cut your arms off and leave them there. Load it on a USB. All my negativity. Optimism melody. Poo-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee. All about democracy. Yeah. This is our identity. I don't care. There's a place for you and me, deep inside a cavity. Optimism melody, poo-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee. Yeah! Optimistic on the sun, heat will rupture everyone. Hopeful standing on the moon, all our skin is melting off. Optimistic everywhere. So do you want freedom, or not? Show your tits to a local family. Graffiti on a wall. Topple all your governments. Your country's gonna fall. Okay, so for the next 4 hours, you'll be hearing a lot of my demos and ideas from the past 8 years, and seeing how it all came together. All of it. Okay? So this next
one... I'm sorry,
one,
Gary, but what? We are running out of time.
Oh.
Do tell us, though.
Yeah.
What are the group's plans for the immediate future?
We're going to be playing at U.S. embassies all over the world, and even outside of America. And you'll hear us loud and clear. Better look out. Here comes Down with Culture, taking the world from behind with full frontal democracy. Right now.
Forest optimized.
Hey, come on, gang. Let's join the crowd over at the piano. I feel a song coming
on.
Now, wait a minute.
You can't argue with that. It's good. It's patriotism and democracy, and it is advertising. Some good things just won't die.
Very well told, Larry. Let me ask you this, Larry.
Stop the player until you have answered the question.
Larry.
Do you think this means that people should enjoy life until they die? What else might it mean? Stop the player until you have answered the question. Why should people cling to life? Stop the player until you have answered the question.
Country which is very dear. Soldiers are brave and have no fear. They fight for the country.
for their country, which is very dear.
Never have anything I want, the woodcutter said. I wish I had a warm coat. I wish we had a bigger house. I wish we could eat roast beef sometimes.
But the woodcutter's wishes did not come true. The woodcutter turned and saw a tree fairy.
Give you three wishes. No matter what in the world you wish for, your next three wishes will come true.
We must think hard before we wish,
the woodcutter said.
Yes, we must be sure to make good wishes, said his wife.
They talked for a long time. They thought of many wishes.
I'm going to count to three. Now you be careful what you wish for.
Number one.
May I smell the cheese?
Kazoo!
Number two.
Then may I smell the cheese?
Kazoo!
Number three.
Then may I smell the cheese?
Kazoo!
Behold the power of cheese.
In the incredible adventures of a group of astronauts and a newspaper reporter as they travel through space from Mars to Venus in Assignment Outer Space. Join in the breathtaking suspense, terrifying drama as they attempt to intercept and destroy Alpha 2, a man-made terror out of control and about to disintegrate the Earth with its photonic rays. Watch the seeds of love blossom thousands of miles in outer space. Fly with them into the infinite void as they daringly attempt to rescue a doomed astronaut. Tension will overtake you as they try an impossible landing on the satellite Phobos against the fantastic gravitational force of 20 Gs.
Engines at 16 gammas. Engines at full RPM.
Exciting as the headlines of tomorrow. Don't miss this motion picture of the future in superb Technicolor. Assignment, Outers.
Yeah, mofos, it's me, John Cash, and I'm having a hold down to the Irrelevant Show every Sunday right here on WMUC-FM, College Park.
What the next one?
What's the next one?
Judge, he can squash it like a bug.
Amen!
Don't show a bug. cheese no one sees. Suddenly it's visible and it drives you to your knees. And I'm exempt from prejudice, I'm exempt from pride. The angels kiss my pockmarked cheeks, I'm beautiful inside. Get your fingers off my neck, get your hands up on my chest.
Amen!
Show up, Bob. Got my friend, got my judge. She can squash it like a bug. Show up, Bob. That I'm a bum and a loser, and my life's some kind of joke. Well, at least I'm not on welfare. I make $5 an hour. In my right hand is the glory, in my left hand is the power. Get your fingers off my neck, get your hands up on my chest.
Amen!
Show up, Bob. Got my friend, got my judge. She can squash it like a bug.
Amen!
Show up, Bob.
Oh, man.
you. You have been hugger-muggered and carried into a war, and you know nothing about it. You know nothing about the forces that caused them, or you know next to nothing. You ought not to be in this war. You cannot win this war.
Lights are flashing. Can I ask you for a minute?
What?
Okay.
Kind of a...
trunk of a car? Butterfinger undercover guys out of ice.
Inside specially marked packages.
This is unbelievable. Lie. Look in the mirror. It's unbelievable. Look in the
mirror. Ugly.
Sparkle.
Ugly.
Sparkle.
Together we...
Rode off on the women.
Hey! What a stupid, sexist waste of time.
I guess.
Listen, that's not true. A guy's brain
is not hardwired to remember stuff.
Why not?
Nah.
Check, please. I'm pissed off.
Oh, yeah, so he gets there, he's pissed off. The three fat truckers in the car, they're all pissed off. I'm sure they had sh- do.
These radios.
Why? Sexual services?
I've even seen them share the same toothbrush.
Idiot. Sure, that's not a surprise to you. You. Even if your guy does somehow remember it's your 8-month I love you anniversary, you're thrilled that today is the 8th month anniversary and you assume he doesn't care about you. We guys don't feel that way because in the end, he doesn't care about you.
The prostitute and the beast.
I will never tell a lie.
Muscle in on my action.
Action!
Beast.
I mean, life is better already.
Woman whose clothes were the sun.
Tony doesn't rip stuff off anymore. He's got a job.
The economy and sexual services.
And then you get that bill.
Oh yeah, he needs help.
Yeah, last week he was caught trying to rip off the candy machine.
That's what he did.
It sure is.
Game's on. Game's been on for me since I showed up off the plane.
Hustler.
Yelling at each other.
Names that ring himself to God.
Each other.
But I don't want your man boof that guy.
Look, Wiseass, you're under arrest. Why?
Start over there. Don't shoot me. I'm the DJ. Hey, everybody. Whoa. You're tuned to WMUC-FM, College Park. It's another edition of The Realm Show. I'm doing a remote. I'm in Oman, the country of Oman, or Oman. Actually, what you hear in the background is celebratory. Go figure. This is actually celebratory. Fire. I mean, people are firing up in the air. I'm like worried about it raining down on me right now, basically. You guys are happy, right? Okay, so anyway, these people are happy. They're celebrating. And now they wanted me to come out here and play mainly collage music. I don't know what that means to them. I know what it means to me. They gave me like a garbage can lid. It's an aluminum garbage can lid and a plunger. So I'm not sure what to do with the plunger. And I'm looking around, I don't see anybody else with plungers. So maybe it's my job to clean something up. I don't know. But I did play an hour of music. Whoa. Yeah? Is that a lady over there with coming over here with a baby? Is that lady? Oh no. Oh well. Let me try to hammer through the set list. We began at 3. Or I began at 3 here in Oman. We're having dinner in Yemen. or Yay Man. Anyway, I began today with Wartime. Mind Field and Wartime from their Fast Food for Thought album. And then we heard something from Guitar. That's G-I-T-A-R. It was called Dead You Are. And that was from an album called Stuffed. Then we heard Poorest. That was 19 minutes long. It was called The Parallel Broadcasts. That went into something I cut short. Army Day 2024, Soldier Song for Kids. And then we heard Twink, The Power of Cheese, from The Broken Record. We heard The Assignment Outer Space movie trailer. I think they're showing that movie up in Third Rail. If you're in College Park, you should go up to the third floor, South Campus Dining Hall. I'm not sure who the bands are tonight. I'm waiting for a satellite phone feed to clue me into what bands are playing up there. But you can see live music at 4 o'clock today. After that, we heard People Like Us. Dolly Parton was the name of the track. Then we heard the Reverb Mother Humpers, Joe of Arc, from their Route 666 album. Killdozer gave us Hot and Tot from their Burl EP. Then we heard Leibach, Fiat, from the Opus Dei. And then we finished that set, again, we heard Guitar, G-I-T-A-R, with something called Gender Car from the Stuffed album. Anyway, this baby needs something soothing. I'm going to kick off the next set with Katie Lang's version of The Air I Breathe. It's six minutes and 10 seconds long. Hopefully the baby will stop crying. Hey, can you cut that out, man? Jesus, it's fucking firing it right in my ear. I'm like right here, dude. I shouldn't be yelling at a guy with a gun. Anyway, this is The Irrelevant Show, WMUC-FM, College Park, broadcasting remotely from Oman, over in the Middle East, at these... This is a celebratory halal, something. America! What he said, WMUC-FM, College Park, for PSA. Talk to you in a bit.
Yeah, I'm marching right now.
That's 2,000 plus 2 is 4,000.